Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisavoy. Baruch Hashem, we're back to the Shiurim. Last week we were happily involved in Shabbos Sheva Brachos, so I thought it would work out, but I was wrong. In the end of this week's Haftarah, we're going to learn two Pesukim, and with Hashem we're going to say a Vart on each Pasuk, and it seems they are very connected. End of the Navi. It says, "V'ameich kulam tzadikim, your nation, Klal Yisrael, you are all tzadikim. L'olam yirshu aretz, forever they will inhabit and live in Eretz Yisrael." Or perhaps it's going on olam haba, like he's staying with David every day. Luli hamanti l'sutav Hashem eretz chaim. Eretz chaim is referring to olam haba. So Yirsha Aretz can be referring to Elam Hab also. Neitzer Matai, Hashem says, I planted, and they are a branch of that tree. Ma'ase Yodai, I created them myself, L'ispa'er, to be proud of. And the Mahari Kroa writes on this pasuk, Lo Yatzarki Oysam Ba'olam, the only reason why I created Klal Yisrael in this world, Kiyam La'asois Lehem Nisim V'Gurais, to do nisim and gurais, to be able to be proud through them, to be able to show what I can do through them. So we are supposed to be the source of bringing a light unto nations to show the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the first pasuk. And the last pasuk of the Torah says, HaKatoin Yiyeh Le'elef. The family that was until now a small little family, all of a sudden will be 1,000 times greater. They'll multiply, like by Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hatzair v'goy atzum. And the one that was very, very little, very weak, will become a strong, mighty nation. In quality. Ani Hashem v'ito achishenu. Pashav shat. When it comes the time, for Mashiach to come, achishenu, I will hurry the process. We all know that the Gemara and Sanhedrin ask the kash on Beit Achishena, that it seems to be a skira. Beit means that Mashiach will come in its proper time. Achishena means Hashem will bring Mashiach before its time. Early. The Gemara says, Zachu Achishena, Loi Zachu Beita. We want to speak about these last two psukim. Like I said, say two little dvaritaris at each one, and think they're very, very connected. Number one. The Dvar Avram, the Hilig Dvar Avram, Avram Sanei Kahana, in his Sefer on Drushes, a little less famous, his Drushes, for Shabbos HaGadol, at the end of the Shabbos HaGadol in Russia. He says that he heard from his father. His father said that on this pasuk, V'amech kulam tzadikim v'olam yirshu aretz, that the truth is, we have in our nation, tzadikim, beinoinim, v'shayim, but that whole description that in Klal Yisrael, that Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim, that is only in comparison to each other. In relationship to each other, yes, this Yid is more of a Tzadik, this Yid is more of a Beinonim, this Yid is more of a Rasha. If we compare Jews to each other, we get those different classifications. However, if we compare Klal Yisrael as an entity to other nations, everybody together, the Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Compared to another Goyish nation, we are all Tzadikim. We go up so much. And therefore, L'Olam Yirshu Aretz. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'Olam, you'll be getting the Aretz. And the truth is, you find this concept, everybody knows, beginning of Parshas Noach. Because if you think about it, Tzadik in Russia has to be always in relationship. For example, someone is a Rasha with this crowd he hangs out with, he's the worst guy. He's a Rasha. However, you take the same fellow and you pull him out of that place where he's hanging out with average people, and you bring him to a place of big, big Rishayim, maybe, if he doesn't get affected by them and he still stays stronger than them, maybe he'll now be considered a Tzaddik. Or the other way around. Someone who, when he's amongst other people, is considered a Tzaddik. Wow, he's special. He doesn't go down to their level. He's a tzaddik. However, bring him and put him in a place with the tzaddikim gemurim, he will definitely, if he doesn't learn from the ways, not be considered such a big tzaddik anymore. Now, compared to them, he doesn't want to learn from them, he'll be considered a rasha. It's all relative. Because he can become more. Why isn't he becoming more? He's lazy. So he's not going to be considered a tzaddik. So actually, everybody knows Rashi at the beginning of Noach, but the lush of the Bereshis Rab, a little different than Rashi, is by Noach, Tamra Hayyab Bederaisav, Bederaisav Hayyab Tzaddik, Ilu Hayyab Darish al Moshe, or Bederish al Shmuel, Roy Hayyab Tzaddik. We live in time of Moshe or Shmuel with Tzaddik. So again, like we said, is Kali in who you're comparing him to. We know the Isha Tzarfis told Eliyahu HaNavi, when Eliyahu HaNavi came to her, and then her son died. So she said to him, Vasa Eli, Lahaskar Savaini, you're just coming to me to remind everybody of my sin. And the Medrash explains. And she said, until you came to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at me, at my fine deeds, in comparison to the people of my city, I was considered tzaddikus. I was one of the better people of my town. But now, you came to me to mention my averus, because next to you, I look like a rasha, and that's why my son died. That's what she said. Now, somebody in my class, because I mentioned some of this over today, some of my class said to me, but didn't we say 2 weeks ago in Shir, that's the last time we had a Shir, that when someone's a tzaddik, he affects everybody and picks everybody up. When someone's a rush, he pulls everybody down. So, if someone's looking to be picked up, yes, then they'll find that tzaddik will help them. And of course, that only works in Klal Yisrael themselves. I think so. Only works amongst Klal Yisrael themselves. So, if someone is insisting on staying their way with their bechira, then they'll be considered a rush or a tzaddik compared to the other person. After this hakdama, we can explain an amazing thing. We know that the Bnei Yisrael were very, very nervous and hesitant when Moshe told them he's there to redeem Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They weren't exactly sure if they believed him. Why? And Moshe knew this before. Moshe knew what he's going to say, though. When Moshe Rabbeinu approached Bnei Yisrael, and when he was hearing the Nevuah from Hashem, he was very concerned that they would not believe him. Because he assumed that they would say to him, we have a big question. Hashem said we're going to be here for 400 years. It's not 400 years yet. Another thing. Hashem also told Avraham Avinu that Dor Revi'i will come back to Eretz Yisrael, but until then not. Hashem told Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim, until four generations pass, the sin, the Averis of the Amorite people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, the Canaanim, the Amorim, who are living in Eretz Canaan, is not that bad, and they don't deserve to be evicted. They don't deserve to be destroyed. So first of all, Hashem said, we're going to have to be here for 400 years. Secondly, we can't even go into Eretz Yisrael, because the Avoyin HaEmori has to be complete. They have to be on a very high level of sin to be destroyed. So they're going to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're obviously fantastical, you're having dreams, and you assume Hashem spoke to you. And you know what, Moshe Rabbeinu? You remind us of that visionary from Ephraim, that sad, mistaken visionary from Sheirat Ephraim, who came and said, Hashem came to me and told us we should all leave Mitzrayim early. And we know that they left Mitzrayim years early, we spoke about this last year, took their wives, their children, and a bunch of Sheirat Ephraim left behind, about 200,000 Yidden, and they were all killed. So you're just off the mark also. It's not time yet. We don't want to make the same mistake again. This is Rafei Rosh HaChazal. The Medrash says, in Shir HaShirim, that when Moshe came and told Klai Yisrael, B'chodesh Hazeh, Atem Nigolim, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Heich Oru Nigolim, Ori Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham, Avadim Vino Oysam, Arim Eishana. We only have 210 years. So Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that they were going to ask these two questions. One is, how can we get out early? And even if we could, we can't get into Eretz Yisrael. We can't kick out those in Eretz Yisrael until they have four generations of four Averis. So, Moshe Rabbeinu had to convince Klai Yisrael this wasn't a problem. And this was about when he asked for the Oysos to show Bnei Yisrael. He was worried about what the people would think. Says the Dvar Avram, the Heilu Gekov Nerav, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him two answers. First of all, how did we get out before 400 years? We have the famous answer of Kaishi Hashibus. We worked extra hard. Way harder than it was intended by 400 years of Brisbane of Sarum. Hashem allowed us, trying to work us harder, we should get out before 400 years. 400 years worth of work got done quicker. Okay, so we have a right to get out of Mitzrayim. That's very famous, the Kaishi Hashibus. The difficulty of the servitude of Mitzrayim. But how about getting into Eretz Yisrael? We can't get into Eretz Yisrael until Shulam Avoyin HaAmari, until their Aveira is so bad that they deserve to be destroyed. Well, there's an answer to that. And that's what we said before. If Klai Yisrael will be Makabal the Torah, by leaving early they'll be Makabal the Torah will lift them up so high. V'amech Kulam Tzadikim. So compared to the Amarim all of a sudden will look terrible. Extra terrible. We pick up our level, kick up a notch. Our level of Kedusha and Avodas Hashem, it makes the Goyim look even worse. The Goyim look even worse? We're even higher? Now they deserve to be destroyed. Even though maybe they wouldn't have looked so bad before, it wasn't yet their time to be destroyed. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Midbar, and he says, what's chus do I have to take Bnei Yisrael out? So Hashem says, when you leave, leave Mitzrayim, Tavnes Elohim al Har Hazeh, he was telling you, you're getting the Torah. Torah is going to make you look extra special, and at the same time will make the Amorim, the Canaanim, look even worse. And it will be a rush job to speed up them deserving to be destroyed from Eretz Yisrael. Because the Amech Kulan Tzadikim. Based on what we said, I would like to suggest a tremendously beautiful chiddush. See, I have negias. In Parshas Ekev, I think there's a very shvera pasuk. By Shlishi, the Torah says in Parshas Ekev, Al taim rebavavcha, don't say, when you go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, Ba'adoif Hashem lekech oisam ufanecha, when Hashem push away that goyim in front of you, lamer, to say the following, B'tzidkasi yaviyani Hashem l'reshtes ha'aretz hazois, because I'm a tzaddik, Hashem brought me into the land. I got to go into this country because I'm such a big tzaddik. Because they're such big rishayim, that's why I was lucky to go into Israel. I'm a big tzaddik, they're a big rasha. No, says Hashem, don't say that. You're not getting Eretz Yisrael because you're such a big tzaddik. Ki, but why are you yes getting it? Hashem is chasing them out because they were such big rishayim. Now, I'd like to ask a question, which is, what does it say, in short? Don't say, because I'm a tzaddik and the goyim were rishayim. No, you're not a tzaddik, it's only because the goyim are rishayim. So why did I have to mention the don't say about that the goyim are rishayim? Could have just said, don't say because you're a tzaddik, because the second part, you are allowed to say, it is because the rishas are goyim eila. I think that's a very strong question, but according to this Dvar Avraham, oh, we have a gevaldik taretz. In the first pasuk, when it says, don't say, there's a mind sick, because they're rishas, don't say as follows. Really, these rishayim, these Canaanim, these Amorim, are not such big rishayim. But I'm such a big tzaddik, that makes them appear like a big rasha. And therefore, Hashem is chasing them out, meaning, they have reached a level of rishas, because I'm on such a high level of tzidkas, not that they're essentially so bad. No, says Hashem. You unfortunately are not such a big tzaddik, and the reason why they're being kicked out is because they are the etzem yud v'shaim. Look it up. Ekev Rayak Shlishi. I think it's a gaval, the kipshat, the present that we have over here in this week's haftarah share. Now, after we explain this pasuk v'amech kulam tzadikim, let's take a brief look at something we spoke about in the past on the second pasuk. We spoke about this haftarah share in the past a couple of years ago. Hakotin yil elef v'atzor yil goy otzem apshat from the precious drachim, the Baal of Mishnah Melech in Drush Hei. He brings from Mefarshim, who referred to the question we asked earlier, why did Bnei Yisrael get to leave before 400 years? It wasn't 400 years. And we said an answer of Kaishi Hashibur, because they worked so hard. He brings another answer from Mefarshim that say that Bnei Yisrael was supposed to be in 400 years with a normal amount of workers, meaning the normal amount of population explosion that there would have been by Klai Yisrael doing work of 400 years and then come out of Mitzrayim. But Hashem made not an explosion. Hashem made a supernova explosion of Bnei Yisrael. Paru vayishesu vayirbu vayatzma ma'ayin ma'ayin latimari aretz. I said, there's more Yidden. Shereka derech hatava. So many were born every single moment. Different shittas and medrash. How many? The small shittas says 6 were born at a time. Every mother had 6. So shittas that say even more. Gemara first shittas that were more. So there were so many more Yidden than originally you would expect. So they got 400 years worth of work done quicker. The Rebbe Hayaladim got it done quicker. And he says, if so, we could answer the end of this pasuk and the whole Lashon of the pasuk. We'll see in a second. Because I'll say that Rabbi Akiva darshins that Bnei Yisrael was zoicha to leave Mitzrayim early because they had so many children, because the women were made sure that there should be continued to be more and more Yidden being born. So they are the ones, says the Gemara in Saita, that were mezakas to get in Mitzrayim. Now we understand what it means, because you needed to have the rebuy of kids to get out. Rabbi Akiva learns it from a pasuk in Tishkavun Bein Shvatayim. If you will lay down, then you'll be having. L'chayrach, it should have said, not Lashon Avar, it should have been Lashon Asid. It's something that happened in the past. It's a past occurrence. So he brings the Marashi Yaffa says, no. Even when Mashiach comes, the same thing's going to happen again. There's going to be more kids born, and we're going to be able to get it early because of that. I think we can add to this. Taisus and Yidid Dafi Gimel Amud Beis asks Akasha, says, the Gemara says that people that marry women who aren't able to bear children, intentionally marry young girls who can't yet bear children, the Gemara says they're Ma'akiv the Geula. Gemara and Yidid Dafi Gimel Amud Beis. Why, says the Gemara? Because Mashiach can't come until all the neshamas come down to this world. And someone who intentionally marries someone who's not able to bear children yet is causing neshamas won't come down. Correct, Taisus Akasha and Yidid Dafi Gimel Amud Beis. But Hashem, the Gemara says somewhere else that if we keep 2 Shabbosos, then the Geula will come. So what about all the Neshamas? Says Taisus, if we keep 2 Shabbosos, Hashem will make it all of a sudden. Everybody will have billions of kids, and it will come very, very quickly. So right when it's time for the Geula, Hashem is going to make in a moment, all of a sudden, there will be lots and lots of kids being born. Get ready for that. So Ramela, when he sees the tribe, and so too in the future, says the Navi. You're only having 1 kid until now. All of a sudden, it'll be 1,000. And they'll all be full of quality. That, I think, the full of quality is based on the Marsha in Yidah Dafi Gimel Beis that says that the Shah, it says, I suggest you look at it, says the Marsha, that you don't even have to have all those Neshamas being physically born. You can have someone being born who's as great as Meshur Rabbeinu, because I'll say it was a shakel, the 600,000 Neshamas. And the emphasis of Hashem be'ita, it's going to be in the normal time, because I'm going to make the normal time come quicker. Achishana. Hashem is going to want it to happen earlier, but it's going to end up being fear, the right time that would have happened. This is the words of the precious Drachim in Rosh Hay. Well, if we put these two words together, really, we're speaking about a process of being Zoyche to leave Mitzrayim, go to Eretz Yisrael, or in the future, leave Golus and be Zoichet to inhabit all of Eretz Yisrael. Every spot, every area, to completely make it our own. And those are the two Pesukim. The first Pesuk refers to our rights to be in Eretz Yisrael. Because we Amech Kulam Tzadikim. We are Tzadikim compared to the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, who maybe they don't look so bad, but compared to us, they always look terrible. And the better we make ourselves, the worse they look. That's the first pasuk. It's our rights, la'olam yirshul aretz, to go be zaycha, to live again in Eretz Yisrael. And the second pasuk, be able to get out of the galus, maybe the time didn't yet come yet, maybe it's not the final date of Mashiach, but Hashem will make that there's more Yidden being born when Hashem decides we deserve it, even if maybe it's not the time, there'll be a lot of people being born, and all the galus that are supposed to happen will happen through those children who'll be living and experiencing galus. Mashiach will come quicker. The Mehera, the Yomeinu, Amen. Good Shabbos.